Well, tonight down on the farm, those clouds are hanging low, and I'm all dressed up, nowhere to go, and the pictures on the wall stare at me, and I really do enjoy
Hello.
Their company.
And welcome. But thank you for tuning in to Playing Favorites at 8 o'clock in the morning. Kind of doing a special show today. I am Jay Hoffman, and for the most part, I'll be highlighting the music that's born here in our listening area and the artists that pass through to perform at our many, many music venues and some beyond. And the theme song, You Can't Go Back Again, that's performed by Clay Rhynas and written by Raldo Schneider. A couple of my favorites. I got kind of a fun treat today. We're doing a pledge drive today, and we're going to raise $15,000 by the end of this hour, and everybody can go home after that, right?
That's the plan, man.
So we've got Edward David Anderson, now a local musician, in the studio, and we're going to be talking his music, his band's music. He's got two or three different concoctions of bands that he's played with through the years. I did a little follow-up. Normally when I have a musician in the studio, I know them personally fairly well. And Edward, I just met this summer. I was playing at the Sherry Butt House, and he had some of his family under his shade tree there and took the time to say hello. And later on that weekend, I think he was playing at the Driftless Music Festival in the park, in Eckerd Park. And I thought, wow. And then he was out to Sitting Pretty and doing a show out there. And now he's got a brand new album, which I've got right in front of me, called Still the River.
Yep.
And I'm gonna introduce Edward David Anderson. Can I just call you Ed?
You can call me Ed, indeed.
All right. Didn't know.
Yes. Thanks for asking, Jay.
I got, you know, some folks, they got to, you know, I got to use all three of their names.
No. There's a handful of Ed Andersons out there. When I started making solo records, I decided to use the name that my mama gave me.
I like that.
Yeah, the full name.
Well,
yeah.
You think you're unique until the internet came out.
Yeah.
And I even Googled my name. And my name is Jay Hoffman. And yeah. I thought, well, I'll Google my name.
There's probably several.
And I played in a band called Partners in Time. I thought, mm-hmm. Oh, that's so unique.
Well, yeah.
You try to find my music on Spotify using that. You got to narrow it down a little bit.
Yeah, yep.
But we got Ed here, and we got an hour. Normally my shows are a two-hour show, and we're going to be asking Ed. It's all about Ed here today and raising some money. We're hoping to raise – I was listening to the station earlier this morning, and Jim Hallberg was in there. We got about $1,000 this morning already, so
cool. Good.
Feel free to call in. We got people sitting on the phone here, not right in the studio here, but right outside. I can see them out there, and I can tell if you're calling or not. But we sure appreciate it. And any of Ed's fans take a minute and check in and donate if you'd like to. I know you got friends and family down in L.A., I call it. Lower Alabama.
Indeed. Yeah. Hopefully some of them are tuning in.
Well, good. Tell me, Ed, you're here at 8 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and we appreciate it. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with you and
yeah,
your music
sure.
family and...
Yeah, we've been here, I guess. We got here in late January this year. So, you know, I guess like almost 9 months we've been Viroquins. And this place, specifically DRT, has been, you know, we've loved it. You know, from the first night we moved in, we rented a little, or a house for, I don't know, I guess we were in the rental for a few months. But the first night we were... And we set up our record player and everything, and we tuned in DRT and have been listening to it pretty much ever since. It's been a sort of a staple in our house and in our cars. So, thank you for everything you guys do here. This is a sort of a cornerstone of this community in our eyes. And we've really so if you guys are out there listening, please go ahead and donate because this place is pretty gold. Anyway, yeah, we've been here about 9 months. I've been playing a few gigs here and there. I've been going, you know, traveling around a little bit as well. But I think I've had a few shows in town so far and enjoyed it tremendously. The Driftless Music Fest, as you mentioned, was a really good time and sitting pretty. I got to play at Eddie's place, the Driftless Books and Music, which was really cool. I enjoyed that gig a lot. And, yeah, I've got a new record coming out this Friday, actually, which was recorded in on our homestead where we just where we moved from in rural central Illinois. And I engineered it and played most of the instruments on it myself and had a really good time doing it. You know, something that I sort of always wanted to do was a record just like that, you know. And I was able to get grant funding from the Illinois Arts Council. And, yeah, it was a really cool sort of do-it-yourself experience. And it's mainly about, like, that, you know, having just become a dad not too long ago and living out in the middle of nowhere and, you know, getting to know the cycles out there in rural west central Illinois. And we lived on a certified bird and butterfly sanctuary and had some land and some woods and some prairie restoration project. And that all sort of seeps through into this record. And then, yeah, obviously, like, you know, our daughter is 5 now, and my wife and I were married 20 years, and then we had Ella. And so we'll celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary next May. And so there's some songs about Ella on this record for sure, and about my wife. And I've always sort of leaned into writing songs about what's going on in my life. You know, sometimes you make up characters and stories, but I've always sort of leaned into writing about what's going on in my life. So, yeah, that's sort of what's happening these days. She started kindergarten recently. We're excited about that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I've got 4 grandchildren in town here.
I think I saw those grandchildren on stage with you at the Cherry Butt gig.
Yes,
there were some little ones up there standing right by Grandpa.
Yeah,
which I thought was adorable.
Two of the 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I do is I keep like a harmonica in the key that I'm playing.
Sure.
I keep a couple of extra ones if I know they're coming.
Yeah.
And they just blow away, and I was watching my grandson. He was playing a little drum, and he was, like, right on. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm doing a little key change here, and then I'm going to be slowing this down. And he was right there with me.
There you go.
I thought, wow, this kid's a prodigy.
He's got an ear.
Well, my friend Cindy said, he's watching your foot. He was watching my foot. I'm tapping my foot while I'm playing, and he was beating that drum.
Yeah.
And as soon as I slowed down.
He's got good instincts. Yeah.
So is Ella musical?
This morning she's already handled the fiddle and guitar this morning before 7 a.m. She had her hands on both of those instruments.
And talking ballet, I heard.
Yeah. She was up at 6. Dad. I'm like, yeah. She's like, ballet. So tonight's her first night of ballet. She's excited about being on stage. She likes to be on stage. I wonder where she got that.
Uh-huh.
And, she's got a little drum kit that she bangs on. And, she digs it. She's definitely musical, for sure.
Awesome. With your Still the River, mm-hmm. I've got it in my hand, and mm-hmm. there's a graphic, and you're going under a bridge. Where's this at?
Yeah, Havana, Illinois. John Hartford himself sings about that Havana Bridge right there on that album cover. In live versions of the song Long Hot Summer Day, and which is funny because that's what I was playing on fiddle this morning for my daughter, was Long Hot Summer Day. But it's just this kind of little tiny little rural river town in, you know, west central Illinois, and it's a trip, you know. It was a really good experience. It was definitely a different from where we had lived in the past, and you know, it was very inspirational to me. You know, it was a very fertile time as far as writing songs. So kind of getting to know the different seasons around there and understanding the plants and the birds. And it was a very interesting topography, very sandy soil. And it was just a really cool spot, you know, sandhills and prickly pear cactus and a pretty serious bird life rolling through there every year, every season, fall going into winter. A lot of migration right through there down that river valley, and it was very inspired by all of it.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give it a shout out to Greg in Bloomington, Minnesota, and Dan for a donation this morning and tuning in. We sure appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm getting little notes as they come in, so I'll interrupt us every now and then if you don't mind.
That's what we're here for.
That's it. I've got your CD in my hand. I got it queued up, and we can do one or a couple of things. But you've also got a guitar, mm-hmm. and I know it's tuned up, and I know you got a capo on it. And I'm just going to kind of leave it up to you to kind of what do you know these songs by number? All I need to know
Why don't you just, you could just spin the first track. I mean, it kind of actually goes along with what I was just talking about, getting to know the seasons and the plants and the birds. And it's called Evening Primrose, which is a wildflower that grows naturally and comes up in August. At least it does in Havana. And you could spin the first track. That'd be great. Thanks,
Jay. Okay? Yeah. This is Evening Primrose by Edward Anderson. Edward. Mm-hmm. Yes, Ed.
Even primrose in August be balm in July. Fireflies fly where them fireflies fly. Catbirds are calling and the walnuts are falling from them big branches high in the sky. Tomatoes in the garden, grapes ripe on the
That was Edward David Anderson, Evening Primrose, a little sample from his brand new CD. I still call them albums.
Yeah, I got it on vinyl too. It'll be available at Bad Axe. I'll be getting that, bringing that over there. It comes out on Friday the 20th, and Bad Axe is a sweet spot, another cornerstone as far as I'm concerned. He's been cool to me over there. I played over there on Record Store Day, and he's got, I think he's got the Tire Fire record available over there too, one of my bands, and so he'll be carrying this on vinyl as well. So, yeah. I'm sort of a vinyl guy, you know, like that's what I'll sift through stacks of records and thrift stores and find all the treasures, and I like to put my stuff out on vinyl too. That's what I grew up listening to, you know?
Sure.
Vinyl and 8-track is how it started for me in the early 70s, I guess.
I do a few shows every now and then where I play the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been around long enough. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends' first recordings were either on cassettes or on vinyl, and so I make sure I if I'm doing a show and I'm introducing some of their music, we've got two beautiful turntables in every one of our studios here, and it's really fun to do that every now and then. Because you hear...
Oh, it's great. It's nostalgic, too, just to hear the crackle.
Yeah, you know, that's it.
Like, it's funny you mentioned cassette. Is like this 2024 marks 30 years since I put out my first cassette. I put out a cassette tape.
How long ago?
30 years.
30 years.
I put out a little three-song cassette EP in 1994, and that sort of marks this, you know, this record marks 30 years of releasing music, you know, which is pretty crazy. I don't know where that just went, but my cousin is this sort of hotshot editor. He's got an Emmy and several nominations, and he had a lot of old footage of stuff like my early gigs and stuff, and he started sending me some stuff, and eventually he put together a little sort of 19-minute documentary that we're going to screen at some of my upcoming release shows, which is called Let It Shine is the name of the movie. Which is pretty surreal, but and it's just strange just to think about 30 years that I've been running around playing gigs and putting out music. But that's what I chose to do, and that's what I've continued to do. I've never really done anything else.
Wow, do you remember any of those songs?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. I still play.
All right, good.
The first track, you know, the first single or whatever that I ever put out, it's still in. I still play it, you know, fairly regularly, and it's. I actually re-recorded it and sort of rearranged it in 2015. I put out a record called Lower Alabama, The Loxley Sessions, and I worked with this guy named Anthony Crawford, who played in Neil Young's International Harvesters for many, many years. And
that's a big deal.
Yeah, he's an incredible musician and a really funny dude. Anyway, he sort of gave the treatment to my songs where he played everything, you know, and I just went in and recorded acoustic and vocal, and he played, you know, everything else, and his wife sang some backing vocals. And that song, Firefly, is the name of it, made it onto the 2015 record, Lower Alabama and the Loxley Sessions. So it's still, yeah, it's still out and around. And out this weekend, I'm playing some release shows for the Still the River record, but I have Firefly in the set list just to sort of run the gamut, you know. Let's go back 30 years and you know, let's touch on what I was doing 30 years ago, you know.
Well, we just heard one of your latest with the Evening Primrose.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to pick that tune?
Yeah, I'll play Firefly for you, sure.
Awesome. Edward David Anderson, live in the studio here.
Yeah, this was one of the first tunes I ever wrote, and or at least one of the first tunes that I wrote that I thought was any good.
Right, I get it.
Worth, you know, recording and see if I can get this going here. Cornfield full of fireflies, well, I'm driving west into a clear, dark night, got it. Destination with no place to go, got a destination with no place to go. Midlife crisis at 22, just trying to figure out what I wanna do. I wanna grow up, but time don't stop, said I. I wanna grow up, but time don't stop. You can't give in and do what you're told. You waste away and you grow old. You could shine brightly and light up the sky. Yeah, you light up the sky just like a firefly. Come along to steal my heart. They may not now, and that's the scary part. Everybody seeks love, everybody fears it. Everybody needs love, and everybody's scared. You can give in and do what you're told. You waste away and you grow old. You could shine brightly and light up the sky. Yeah, you light up the sky just like a firefly. Light up the sky just like a firefly.
in the shadows, next day the light. I'm turned around, I don't know wrong from right. I'm off my path, I've lost my way. Thinking back to what a young man used to say. He said you can give in and do what you're told. You waste away and you grow old. You could shine brightly and light up the sky. Yeah, light up the sky just like a firefly. Light up the sky just like a firefly. Light up the sky just like a firefly.
Sweet.
30 years.
30 years. Brand new to me.
Yeah.
It's like a baby.
Yeah, sure. Still feels good to play. And I think it's
beautiful.
Some of those ones that I wrote 30 years ago, they're not really in rotation. And you sort of can tell something's, there's something there if it still feels good to play it 30 years later. You know?
Yeah.
So that one still feels pretty good to play.
Then your guitar sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
That's just a beautiful sounding guitar.
Yeah, my friend Tommy Neal made this guitar for me, and Thomas Guitars, really beautiful acoustic instruments, and he was kind enough to just sort of give this. Not only did he give it to me, he basically had let me design it and give him the specs of what I wanted, how I wanted it to look, what I wanted, the size of it, everything, and under the condition that I would play it out live, because I first got it, it was so beautiful. I was like, I don't want to play this out. And I spilled coffee on it this morning in the studio.
I was here.
I don't want to spill coffee on this guitar.
Glad he's it's like, not well, on the soundboard.
I'm not giving it to you if you're not playing it out live. So I've been gigging with it for about 5 years, and I love this guitar.
I almost took my shirt off and threw it on a guitar I spilled some coffee.
And my favorite blue shirt was used as a towel this morning, folks.
Oh, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody who's calling in this morning. We've had some call-ins, Dan Sobranek and Mary Cortese. I wanted to thank you for the shout-out this morning. I appreciate that. And Greg and Dan and everybody who's been donating, we sure appreciate it. If you want to, playing favorites is on normally at 7 o'clock in the evening, like tomorrow, the first, third, and fifth. Wednesday of the month at 7 in the evening. So doing an 8 o'clock in the morning show with Ed is awesome. I just love it.
I appreciate you having me, for real. Yeah, this is cool being in here. Again, like I've said, this is sort of a staple in our house. So when I get to come in here, it's a good thing. It feels good to be in here.
Well, you'll love the show tomorrow night. I think I've got two of your older stuff, but now I've got this CD in my hand, and if you don't mind, I'll play a couple cuts off
please,
that.
Please, please.
Instead of, I think I was all your work is just. Like you just did a song that was 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to stuff that's brand new. And I love it when you can't tell the difference between a song, whether it's 30 years old or, there's no time marks in there.
Yeah.
And you've got a way of doing that.
Well, thank you.
With most of your songs, I'm listening to it. And the more I listen to it, I go, oh, that's an Edward, Anderson song.
Good. I've got a lot of them, that's for sure. I've always really liked making records, The process of recording songs has always been very thrilling to me. I get sort of giddy. It's maddening. I had to be talked off the ledge on a few different occasions for when I was making this record, because I was working in my little shed studio on my homestead by myself, playing all the instruments, producing it, engineering it. I didn't even know, not very technological, so I was like YouTubing tutorials and then trying to learn how to do this. And I enjoyed the process of getting to know how to do it, and I really enjoyed putting this record together. But there was a couple times where I was like, is this good enough? I've worked with some pretty heavy producers. I told you about Anthony Crawford, who was in Neil Young's band, but I worked with Steve Berlin from Los Lobos on a couple records where he produced me and this guy named Jimmy Nutt and Muscle Shoals. So you have these guys you can sort of lean on and let you know if what you're doing is on the right track. But when you're doing it by yourself, you don't have anybody to really ask, So
right,
I was, a couple of times I was like, am I screwing this up? Is this good enough? Is this up to snuff here? Is this up to standards here? And then thankfully, the cat that mixed it, who's a super talented guy, Adam Gardner, who played some keys on it as well.
On this album, your new album?
Yeah. He's the guy that mixed it.
Still the River?
Yeah. He was able to be like, man, you know, stay the course. This is cool. You're doing, this is good. It's got a vibe, you know, keep going with what you're doing. And gave me the confidence and made me feel a little bit less anxious about it. So, and I was able to sort of settle in, and I'm very, very proud of this album for a lot of reasons. You know, it's about as do-it-yourself as you can get. I mean, I wrote the grant that got the funding to get the vinyl pressed. I took the picture from my friends John Boat and the River on the cover.
Yeah, you see the front of the John Boat on the cover.
Yeah, played almost every instrument, made almost every note. I recorded it and engineered it in my little studio that I designed and set up. And it's about as do-it-yourself as you can get, you know. And I'm putting it out on my own label. And getting the grant was pretty key as well. So, yeah. I'm pretty thrilled that it's finally going to see the light of day this Friday is when it actually drops and is available on all the streaming platforms and in some of the record stores and all that stuff.
And you're hearing it first, right here.
Yeah.
Right here on WDRT, right here on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really cool. I see your schedule on your Facebook page, I mm-hmm. believe, or maybe it was on your website, mm-hmm. and you're doing some Illinois mm-hmm. gigs, and
yep.
You look like you were doing an event, a CD release, but it's not here. Where is that going to be at?
Yeah, I've got a couple of release shows. One is at the Normal Theater, which is at Illinois State University, where I went to graduate school, and sort of started writing songs and really started learning how to do this. Just down the street from campus is this sort of historic old theater. And we're going to screen this documentary that I was telling you about, Let It Shine, that marks the 30 years of doing this or whatever. And then there'll be like a brief little Q&A. And then the band will play this new record in its entirety and some of the other songs. Like we'll play Firefly and some of that, you know, some of my other tunes as well. And then we'll turn, you know, head up to Chicagoland and do the same thing the next night at a little place called Hey Nani, which is, you know, sort of a songwriter room, you know, in Chicagoland that I like playing at, and played there many times. And we'll watch the documentary again, do a little Q&A, and then the band will play, you know, the record in its entirety. And there's a couple more. I'm doing one in Rockford. I'm doing one in Peoria. Illinois is where I grew up, you know, and I know that's sort of a dirty word in Wisconsin, but...
No, they got pills for that. I'm just kidding.
But I've lived all over the place. We lived in Asheville, North Carolina. We lived in Athens, Georgia. I was telling you, we spent time on the Gulf Coast in Alabama. And here we are in Wisconsin. So, I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. And I haven't lived there since I was 18, but that's where I grew up. And then I did my undergrad at in DeKalb, Illinois. And then I went down to Normal, Illinois, and did my master's degree. And so there's history in Illinois. Here, I think my next gig in Wisconsin isn't until I'm playing at the Let's Shine Coffee House out in Hillsboro.
Yes, I love that place.
Yeah, I've been in there. I had coffee in there and met Marnie, and she was super sweet. And turns out she had seen Backyard Tire Fire playing in the Wisconsin Dells like a couple months before.
She's so awesome.
Yeah, she was into it. You know, she's like, let's get you in here. And so I'm excited to bring the record out there. And that won't be until like early November. Although I am working on something. I know I'd like to, you know, hopefully I'll play around here sometime before then, you know, in around Verocra. But
I'll talk to some folks.
Yeah. Put in a good word for me, man. You're the connected one here in town.
we'll get you set up somewhere.
I'm a newbie.
Yeah. Well, the cafe in Hillsboro is just awesome. You know, she's a music lover, and her son's a very good musician.
Yes, that's what I'm told.
And she's just so gracious.
She seemed like
I've had the privilege to play there one time last year.
Cool.
And it's kind of like a gig like this, Edward. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh no, I'm going to do it at night. Actually,
you're doing.
I'm
going to
do.
One.
I think it's a. It's. I think it's a. It's a Saturday night. I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
we're going to do like a 7 o'clock start and
okay.
She's going to. Yeah, because they're not open a lot of times at night, are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're going to. This is sort of like
2 o'clock. They're pretty
she's
much.
She's going to make like a little little show out of it, kind of thing. And
I reserved a spot. So.
Yeah, cool, awesome.
Yeah, I love that place. It used to be, it was a brewery at one time.
Was it really?
Yeah. And they moved to the other side of town, and then she opened up her coffee
shop.
Is
that where Hillsboro Brewing Company was?
Yeah, it was right on the corner there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the tap room was
I know
right
that
there.
The brewer, Dave, I think his name. Anyway, I was playing up in Onalaska, where you come from. I played a Brews and Tunes or Tunes and Brews. I don't know. I was in a park somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hillsboro Brewing Company was one of the sponsors.
Oh,
and
sure.
So he was there, and I met him, and he was super cool. And so when my daughter and I were tooling around, we actually drove by the Driftless Music Gardens. We went off the beaten path because I wanted to see where it was. I've had gigs every time they've had shows out there, so I haven't been able to experience anything there. But I have talked with Cricket a little bit. But I'm really interested in what they're doing out there, and I wanted to see where it was. So my daughter and I took a drive. I was meeting someone for coffee at Let's Shine, but we sort of got off the road a little bit and checked out where Driftless Music Gardens was. And man, what a scene. What a beautiful place they've got out there. I thought that was pretty incredible. And then we went to Let's Shine and had coffee with a friend and went out to his little farm and hung out with him and his wife. And then on the way back, we stopped at the brewing company, and I had a pint, and we had some food, and my daughter played all the games, and I was able to talk to the brewer there and check out that place, which was impressive. It's a big
facility. Did you take you upstairs?
I didn't get a chance because my daughter was getting a little squirrely and she was getting a little tired, okay. So I was like, it's probably time for us to get in the car and get her to sleep.
It's an amazing building and what they've done to it.
Yeah, so I'm excited about getting out there and doing that. Yeah.
You're talking about Let It Shine. I think that's the last song on your new CD.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should we spin that?
Please do. Yeah, this is the title of the movie, too, that'll be screened at some of these upcoming shows.
Well, this is awesome.
This was a song that I just set up a microphone in the corner and went to the opposite end of the shed and just played live into one microphone. And we even threw a little bit of a vinyl record needle, like a little crackle underneath it, and to make it sound sort of like it was recorded in the 20s or something,
Oh, we get to hear that now?
That's what you'll hear right now, yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Shine all around, Lord, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. There ain't no light like mine. I'm gonna let my light shine all around. I'm alive and it's good to be. Ain't gonna let no bad vibes get to me. I ain't gonna let no cold world get me down. Oh, I ain't gonna let this cold world get me down, Lord, Lord. Ain't gonna feel that way. Tomorrow be a brighter day. I ain't gonna let this cold world get me down, Lord, Lord. I ain't gonna let this cold world get me down.
I heard the record scratch.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
The last cut on Still the River, a brand new CD by Edward David Anderson. That was called Let It Shine, and there's a documentary to back up that song. That's pretty cool. And I was just looking at a photo, and it was you sitting in a tobacco warehouse. You said that was a while back. What was that all about?
Yeah, that was I put out my first solo record about 10 years ago. It's called Lies and Wishes, and I worked with Steve Berlin from Los Lobos on that one, and it came out on this little label based out of New York City at the time called the Royal Potato Family. And Kevin puts out really great records. He's put out records by some incredible musicians. Just recently, Dwayne Betts, Dickie Betts' son, put out a record on Royal Potato. I mean, I know that Lucas Nelson, Willie Nelson's boy, has put out a record on Royal Potato. And it's just a really musical label. And so he believed in me and put out my first couple solo records. And we needed a video to accompany that record. So my wife and I and some friends from L.A., Lower Alabama, scouted out this old tobacco warehouse that was, you know, maybe 20 miles north of the beach, and thought, wow, this could be a really cool place. It sounded good in there. You know, I went in there and sort of did the clap test, and I was like, there's some resonance in here. This could be a vibe, you know? So we recorded, actually the last track on my first solo record, The Next Melody is what it's called. And my wife shot the video and cut it together. So that's what you were seeing right there. That was just a video to accompany that first solo release, and just happened to find a cool spot to do it in, you know, an old tobacco warehouse in very, very rural southern Alabama. Yeah.
You remember what song you were playing?
Yeah, it's called The Next Melody. Yeah, it was the last track on my I haven't played it in a while. That may not be the best thing for me to do right now.
I was warming you up to that, but
I guess I'm trying to remember the last time I played that. I mean, I probably could pull that one off. But I was thinking about when you were talking to me about Lower Alabama, there was a song that I wrote down there, or actually wrote it in Illinois, but it was about a guy that I met down in Lower Alabama who is a songwriter and a musician. And he and I played music together for a couple of years. He's out in Northern California now. His name is Cowboy Johnson. But Cowboy turned me on to some really interesting stuff. I don't know. Do you know who Mickey Newberry is?
No.
You know the song that Kenny Rogers made famous, Just Checked In to See What Condition My Condition Is
In? Oh,
yeah. Because that's a Mickey Newberry song.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, there we go.
But there's an incredible body of work by this guy named Mickey Newberry. He's been gone for a while now.
Somebody for me to check in
on.
Yeah,
yep. And then there's another guy that he turned me on to named Chris Smither. Do you know who Chris Smither is?
Yes, that name.
Love Chris Smither's stuff, and I wasn't familiar with him. And just a lot of old country and stuff. And for that time period, I was sort of Cowboy's, like, side guy. You know, I just sort of played, you know, guitar and played off of his vocal, which is his vocal reminds me of a guy named Jimmy Dale Gilmore a little bit, who played Smokey in The Big Lebowski, if for those who are listening.
All right.
Anyway, Smokey in The Big Lebowski is actually an incredible songwriter named Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and whose voice is just smooth. And Cowboy's voice sort of reminds me a little bit of Jimmy Dale Gilmore. But anyway, Cowboy and I, you know, became fast friends at the beach in Lower Alabama. I mean, the first time I went out and played, you know, we were into each other's stuff. And he's like, you should come over and we'll write songs. You know, we never wrote songs. We just hung around and drank coffee. But he told me a lot of stories about how he was married and divorced 5 times and, you know, no longer allowed in the state of Texas. I never did get an actual reason for that.
Love it. Riding shotgun with Johnson. I like Cowboy Johnson.
Cowboy Johnson. So I wrote this tune about his life, essentially. And he told me a lot about his life. You know, his dad was a preacher, and he spent some time in prison. You know, he had kicked a heroin habit, and no longer, he wasn't drinking or anything, you know, but he chain smoked Camel filters. And he just was this really interesting guy that I enjoyed being around and learned a lot from. And one day I was out on a friend's farm, and this song just sort of dropped out of the sky. And it actually, you know, it sort of just happened organically. But we were out shooting a video in this field, and my wife was trying to get some footage of this butterfly. And she could, every time she'd get it in focus, it was gone. And I was like, we're out here chasing butterflies. This is insane, you know? And then I started thinking about the term chasing butterflies. And that's like song radar stuff where, like, when you're writing, you're always actively sort of thinking about it. And when I said that, I just instantly wrote it down, chasing butterflies, and thought about him and how he sort of roams from place to place and sort of hard to nail down. And I wrote this tune about his life. So again, this is the title track to a record that I made in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where I used all Muscle Shoals musicians. So this is called Chasing Butterflies.
Awesome.
I was never one to follow, I was never one to fear. I keep good time to the beat of my own drum. I ain't allowed in Texas, I smoke cigarettes for breakfast. Feels like half my life's been on the run. Got knocked around, so I ran from town to town. I left home when I was just a kid. Everything I do and everything I done goes right back to what my daddy did. I said home is a memory. No, I don't know where it ends or it begins. It's far, but still close to me. It's like chasing butterflies in the wind. Chasing butterflies in the wind. Well, I hitched a lot of rides, had my share of brides, put each one of them right back on the shelf. You see, I've been known to yell, fuss and fight and raise some hell. Came to find I'm better by myself. So I picked an old guitar, started singing at the bar, meeting ladies, making tips, still raising hell. Shooting guns, starting fights, running drugs into the night, till I wound up on the inside of a cell. I said home, where I wanna be. No, I don't know where it ends or it begins. It's far, but still close to me. It's like chasing butterflies in the wind. Chasing butterflies in the wind. Ra ta 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 ra ta do 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 la la ra 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 la la ra 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 ra. Well, I cleaned up my act, I quit drinking and shooting smack. Still known to roam from place to place. There's a restlessness, I guess. I'm uneasy, I confess. I slow down when they lay me in my grave. I said home is a mystery. No, I don't know where it ends or it begins. It's far, but still close to me. It's like chasing butterflies in the wind. I said home. No, I don't know where it ends or it begins. It's far, but still close to me. It's like chasing butterflies in the wind. Chasing butterflies in the wind. Chasing butterflies in the wind. In the wind. In the wind.
Good morning. Yes, I love it.
A little dark, maybe a little dark for 8:50.
No, that's perfect. That's Edward David Anderson. Some people know him by his band, The Backyard Tire Fire. Mm-hmm. First time I heard that, I thought, why didn't I come up with that?
Yeah, that's one of those names, you know, you come up with it, you know, you're sort of young and dumb. And it's a Simpsons reference to the Springfield Tire Fire on The Simpsons. I'm a sort of a Simpsons junkie and buff. You know, 20 something years later, when you're putting out songs about your life that are sort of reflective, it's sort of weird coming from a band called Backyard Tire.
I love it.
But it is a raucous rock and roll band, and it definitely fit us at the time. But yeah, it's sort of a funny name. But yeah, we enjoyed playing that Driftless Music Fest. I'll tell you that was pretty cool that Christina booked us on that gig. That was a neat scene out there. It was sort of my intro to getting to play like gigs around here, you know. And
Christina Dahlhausen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's got a brand new CD out.
She does.
Like,
she's great, right now. Yeah, I know it. The Iowa ones, right?
Yeah, I just got privy to that. I'm going to be airing some of that tomorrow night.
Nice. Yeah. She's super cool.
I got the inside scoop. I've been a big fan of them for years.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're, you know, with the full band, you know.
We took our daughter out to see those guys at Reed's Creek, the Second Nature they played this year. And,
yeah.
Which my daughter's a big fan of Reed's Creek, generally wading around in the creek. So this was kind of fun to go out there and hear some music and get to experience that in that capacity. And they were great. Yeah. And she was kind enough to book us on that festival. And I think pretty early on here, her and I sat down at Magpies and had coffee and spent a couple hours just shooting the breeze, you know, talking about recording. And
she's just cool.
Yeah, she's a sweet person.
I really, really like her. Mm-hmm. And talking about Reach Creek, you know, they're big supporters of live music. Mm-hmm. You know, they do a wonderful thing out there. I was lucky enough to play out there the last 3 years.
Sweet, yeah.
I was there twice this year, once with Peyton Eiler, which was young singer-songwriter from Sparta. It was just a really fun song swap.
Sure.
And I don't do that very often. But, it's people ask me where my favorite place to play, you know, and at this age, I've played at a lot of places.
Sure, of course.
Some not so nice and some just out of this world.
Tell me about it, yeah.
And I tell you, when I'm standing on that porch playing music and I see kids playing in the pond.
Exactly.
And, the whole thing is like, pinch me.
It's pretty idyllic.
Is this for real? Mm-hmm. It's just so gorgeous out there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It really is.
Well, we were talking, you know, some of these nice gigs you've gotten and, you know, some of the people you've rubbed shoulders with and some of the people you've opened for or, you know, been on stage with.
At this
point in your career, 30 years of songwriting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always like to ask those one question because we started leaning into it a minute ago. Do you remember the worst gig you've ever had?
Oh, gosh. There's so many, it's hard to... there's a friend of mine named Seth Walker. And in fact, I was listening to this station a few weeks back, and there was a song by the Mavericks that was being played. I don't know who was playing it. I always hear good music on the station. Like, last night I was riding around and Monkey Man, Stones off Let It Bleed, somebody was playing that, and I was like, cool, man. You know, that's my jam. But anyway, it was a Mavericks tune and it was great. And I thought like, that sounds like my friend Seth Walker could have had something to do with that. I know that he and Raul Malo have co-written some songs and they've toured together and stuff. And I've done a lot of touring with Seth. He's also on Royal Potato Family. And so I looked it up and sure enough, there was Seth as a co-writer on that Mavericks tune. But anyway, Seth is one of those people and he's got a book out that's hilarious. It's got all kinds of stories about some of the worst gigs that he's played.
What's his name? Seth what?
Seth Walker.
Seth Walker.
I'd like to bring him up here. I think he'd be great at the bookstore, or really anywhere up here. He's we've played a lot. We've worked a lot together. Anyway, he's one of those dudes when you're in the van, he relishes those bad gig stories. I think just it's because it's like it's sort of just, you know, because he can identify with you. So we spent a lot of time swapping like awful gig stories. And honestly, it's hard to really pinpoint one. There's been so many weird ones. You know, it's hard to really, I remember playing one in like Spokane, Washington to like a few people and then at the end of the night getting stiffed and not, you know, and this is a band, you know, this is like we're in a van and a trailer and where there's overhead and I don't even remember the name of the place.
And they're counting on you.
That was brutal. And that was on a trip where we had lost everything. I mean, like our van broke down coming out of Los Angeles. We were doing, you know, 55 miles an hour on the 405 heading north towards San Francisco. And then we were doing 50. Then we were doing 40. Then we were doing 30 miles an hour in the middle lane of 8 lanes of traffic. Then it was just stopped. Then our van and trailer were just stopped in the middle of 8 lanes of traffic as people were zipping past us, flipping us the bird. And it was a rough trip, you know. So by the time we had to rent a van in Los Angeles to get to San Francisco that night. So yeah, on the way home in Spokane, we got stiffed. That one sticks out because I can't really remember any other gig where there was an agreement where I wasn't able to settle. And it was our tour manager settling, but that where I was actually literally just stiffed. And that was like, nope.
Yikes.
I was like, that one sort of sticks out. But, you know, you just sort of, I think those ones, you know, are sort of just blend together and you don't really dwell on them. And you think about the ones like, you know, in New York City at the Bowery Ballroom or the Roxy in Los Angeles.
There
or,
we go.
You know, sold out Double Door in Chicago or whatever. Those ones are the ones that you remember and cherish.
Yep, I just have to ask. Well, we got a few minutes left here, mm-hmm. and we're in the studio here with Edward David Anderson, who's got a brand new CD out. I'm going to be doing a lot of a few shows to promote it, and you can pull him up. Remember, it's Edward David Anderson, and you can find his schedule. He's got a website. He's on Facebook. He's everywhere. He's in the studio today. And as part of our fall pledge drive, this is kind of a real special show for me and hopefully for Ed.
Appreciate
it. And I'm just going to let you play whatever your favorite, whatever your go-to song is.
Well, you know what? You mentioned earlier that you had heard a new song of mine.
It was called Sparrow.
Yeah, Sparrow. And I haven't played this really very much, so it's not really a go-to yet, but I'll try to play it for you. I know you wanted to hear it, and I'd be honored to try to...
Well, you know, being a songwriter myself, I'll hear a song and go, God, I wish I just had the courage just to write a song and then just do it on Facebook and say, okay, world, here it is.
Yeah.
And at this age, I'm still influenced by songwriters that I go, wow, I think I could do that.
Yeah.
So,
I'll give it a shot, sure.
Sure.
Sparrow. I don't claim to have the answers. In fact, I'm confused and downright scared. I still lay awake at night, wondering what the hell we're doing here. I'm an ocean of emotion, treading water day to day. I keep swimming towards the light, trying to find my way. Miss my sister and my mother, as do my sister and my brother. My heart breaks every day, so I'm just waiting on another. The old man, he ain't the same. Sits and thinks about the past, wondering what just happened. How it went so fast. Well, I ain't sure there's a God, but I really have no clue. It'd be nice to talk to something when I'm lost and feeling blue. But I just don't feel connected. I just don't feel the love from anything beyond or from anything above. Is there anybody out there feels the way I do? Well, I don't think I'm alone, so I'll sing this song for you. Cause we're all down here together in search for something real. We're just looking for someone that feels the way we feel. Looking for someone that feels the way we feel. Oh, sometimes I wish I was a sparrow so I could fly away high above the hatred and the madness of today. It seems like everybody's talking with nothing much to say, and the noise is overwhelming, so I try to find a way. There's some peace and understanding. It's out there if you look. I think it lives inside our hearts. You won't find it in a book. And if you open up your mind, you might find we're the same. We all can't get together.
I want to thank you for tuning in to Playing Favorites. I'm Jay Hoffman. Thank you for listening and supporting WDRT.